The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness, from how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between. No topic is off limits. I know there's so much information out there, so I'm bringing on expert guests and sharing my own experiences to help you sift through all the wellness stuff without the BS. Enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the crossover that either you've been waiting for forever or you didn't know that you needed. Regardless, this is the ultimate girl talk, ultimate beauty episode. It is so fun. And also, it's pretty personal. So a lot of you guys have been asking me what happened with Botox, and I'm definitely going to get into this in depth in a different episode. But I do finally talk about it a little bit here, and it was actually very difficult for me to talk about because it's been such a traumatic experience. But I will give you just a little brief synopsis before we get into the episode. So I got Botox back in August, and the next day I started having these like really bad, debilitating symptoms. I went to doctor after doctor after doctor after doctor. I was like, I think this is the Botox. Nobody would acknowledge that that could be what was happening. For months, I was like barely able to function without medications. And it was just the craziest experience of my life and terrifying because I didn't know if I was ever going to get better. And it was so debilitating. So what happened was finally a friend of mine who's a doctor was like, we need to figure this out. This is now 6 months after the fact. And she had me put together a timeline of all of my symptoms, how they progressed, all of that. And she sent it to one of her other doctor friends, who's a brilliant dermatologist trained at Mount Sinai. And within like a couple minutes, he goes, this is textbook botulism or Botox poisoning. And I was like, botulism? And he was like, yes. And, you know, he said, it can happen. It is in the fine print that there can be systemic effects from these injections. And that is what happened to me. It's really hard to prove. So 6 months in, I don't know that there is really any kind of test that they can do to confirm it. It's also difficult, I think, to diagnose because the symptoms can start between 0 to 36 days after injections. So I think sometimes people have bad reactions, but it's 3 weeks later and they don't necessarily tie it to the injections, but it is very rare from what I understand. Anyway, that is what happened. And like I said, I'll do an episode on it if you guys want to know. But I also, like I say in this episode, don't want to fearmonger and scare people. Had I known that this could happen, would I still have gotten Botox all the time? Yes. I mean, what do they say? Pick your poison. I loved my Botox. I have to admit, like, I was still trying to find ways to continue doing it, but we will see what the future holds when it comes to that. Anyway, okay, now that that's out of the way, my guest today is Amy Chang. So she is a leading beauty content creator. Her platform is focused on wellness and helping women look and feel their best. And in this episode, we are talking about our Botox nightmares. Hers is a little bit different than mine. We talk about hyaluronic acid fillers. She breaks down all of her beauty hot topics, from things like colostrum to eating her placenta to Korean skincare, growth factors. We also share about our struggles with acne. We talk about finding root causes versus just taking a medication for things like acne. We talk about what worked for us. And then I also get her take on TikTok beauty trends, slugging, double cleansing, heatless hairstyling, and so much more. Like I said, it's such a fun episode. I hope you guys love it. Please enjoy Amy Chang. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. I feel like this has been years in the making.
It really has.
Yeah. So excited to talk to you. We just did some TikToks too, and I feel like we are like the beauty, like beauty counterparts.
We really are. Yeah. You're my spirit animal,
yes,
Ariel.
Same. Kindred spirits. So why don't you just start by telling everybody how you got into beauty?
Yeah. So I am incredibly passionate about it just because I'm so obsessed with self-care, mainly because I've had so many struggles with my skin from acne, perioral dermatitis, hair thinning, hair loss. And I, you know, went to experts to try to figure it out. And as I was doing that, I documented my journey online and just thinking it was going to be a hobby. And slowly people started to follow along my journey. And it's been a great ride. And
Seems like you try anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
I love it. I always say, like, I'm a tritarian. Like, I'll try anything, especially when it comes to beauty. But how do you kind of balance this, you know, obsession with beauty and self-care with not letting it get too obsessive, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I think that everyone needs to have that one person in their life who will be the pressure test on different things that I want to try. And they'll say, I don't think that's a good idea. Do you really want to do that for me? That's my husband. Mm-hmm. I'll go to him and be like, I'm thinking about doing this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's a no. Or I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And so it could be, you know, someone's mom, your best friend, partner, whoever, but someone who can, you know, just be a little grounding. That's what helps me.
I think it's also helpful, you know, if you're doing like kind of less invasive things, to have somebody or a few people that you really trust. Because I know for me, you know, the people who have done, like, for example, my injectables over the years, which I don't really do anymore, but even when I've had little tweaks, like, they will be super honest with me and be like, yes, you can do this. No, we're not doing that. Because ultimately, I think where so many people get in trouble is they go to some practitioner with their bright idea and they just meet somebody who says yes to anything. And, you know, you see people who end up looking so like distorted and burdened, I think, lies on the practitioner, not so much the person who's going.
Yes, for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah. So that's good. Does your husband support mostly everything that you do?
Mostly everything. I mean, after we had our first daughter, I ate my placenta. I would have done it with my second, but it was during COVID.
Oh.
So we weren't able to bring it home. Uh-huh. You know, back in 2016, I first learned about colostrum, which is really trending right now.
Yeah.
So I found this farm in Pennsylvania that was selling gallon jugs of cow's colostrum, and I had it air freight overnighted, like 4 gallon jugs. I just wanted to see, you know, would this help improve my skin? Would it help improve how I felt? And so every morning I had a glass of this cow's colostrum. Imagine this really dark yellow color and the consistency of a mango lassi. And it was like melted butter mixed with whole milk.
This is like before Armra when they're flavoring it, right?
Yes.
Wow. What did you feel from that? Did it help you?
So I didn't notice much with my skin, but I lost a ton of weight in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I believe it was because of the high fat content. It's like waking up and eating the equivalent of a stick of butter.
Yeah.
And so I was full until 4 p.m.
You're like, I wonder why I'm so full. I'm not hungry. It's the weirdest thing.
That was not my intent with trying it out. But, you know, similar to you, I'm up for anything.
Yeah. What are some things that he said no to?
You know, I've been looking into facelifts. The ponytail lift.
Dr. Kao?
Yes. I met him at the IMCAS last month in Paris. He was there giving a speech on fillers and how they're now finding that the filler is migrating to the muscle. It's lasting a lot longer. And, you know, women younger are starting to look at facelifts as an alternative. So anyways, I was looking at the ponytail lift and he was like, not yet.
No. Did Kao say not yet? Or your husband? Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at your face and I mean, I don't think you need anything. I know how it is though. Like, we're all our own worst critics and we know our faces so well. And especially when you're seeing yourself on camera day in, day out, it can be hard not to like nitpick on those things. It's so funny because we can see it in other people and it's so hard to see in ourselves.
Definitely. But I think part of it too, Ariel, is like I just had Sculptra 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So that's what's looking really good.
Amazing. Where did you put it?
Yeah. So I had it injected into the temples, mm-hmm. lateral cheeks, mm-hmm. and then a little bit down here. I went to Vanessa, The Things We Do. Mm-hmm. She's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Her skill set, it's just so natural. And I feel like the biostimulators really, they create a more seamless look. Mm-hmm. So that there isn't lumpiness,
yes.
like the hyaluronic acid fillers yeah. were creating. That's at least what I was seeing with my experience. Like I could notice mm-hmm. where it was placed in yes. the cheeks, even when they massaged it in and placed it well.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can still feel it years later.
Yes.
Which, I mean, to what you were saying earlier, like there's so much coming out. And even my friends who are plastic surgeons who will go in and do facelifts, you know, they find old filler yeah. from way more than whatever they say, like 1 year, you know, a lot of it doesn't really go away and, you know, it can migrate and like you said, get in your muscles and everything. I will do like a tiny pop of filler mm-hmm. maybe once a year as like a shadow. I think that that's like how it should kind of be used. I think that what so many people get wrong, and obviously I'm not a professional, but is that they use it for volume and for lifting yeah. and all of these things that it really shouldn't be used for. I can't remember what doctor it was who was saying like it really should only be used for like shadow and contour to create kind of like those contours of the face, not for like giving you cheekbones and
yeah.
giving you a jawline and all of that.
Yes, very minimally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like South Korea is 10 years ahead of us
yeah.
when it comes to these types of plastic surgeries and using fillers. And I remember I went to go see a plastic surgeon about having upper blepharoplasty, which I did end up having. And mm-hmm. when I was there, I asked them about hyaluronic acid fillers, and the doctor told me he's not a fan of them. And it shocked me because at that time, hyaluronic acid fillers in the States was like really trending and
yeah.
becoming more popular. And they had already kind of crested and were over it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to look to them to see what is like new. And is that where you go for a lot of your beauty things? Like, do you kind of look to that because they are so ahead as far as skincare and procedures
yeah,
and things
mean,
like that?
When I was trying out, when I ate my placenta in 2016, mm-hmm. I had come back from a trip to Japan. And that's where I learned about placenta because you can go to any 7-Eleven. And similar to how here in the States, you buy those little Viva Life mm-hmm. like ginger vitamin C shots. They yeah. have placenta shots like that.
Whoa.
Sold at every 7-Eleven and they're from pig or cow placentas.
Oh my God.
And they're for energy and vitality. Uh-huh. And yeah.
I mean, even like Biologique Recherche, they have yes. the placenta serum.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know where they get that from, but
I don't
pig
think
maybe?
Maybe. I don't, definitely not human
yeah.
derived.
Yeah, no. Hopefully not. Let's talk about Botox.
Okay.
We both have
yes.
had bad experiences. I haven't talked about mine publicly, although I did.
Now is the time and
episode
place.
Before. Yeah, I don't know. Is it the time? We'll see. We'll see if it's the time and the place. I'm still traumatized. But what was your experience?
Yeah. So I had a horrific Botox nightmare experience about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was newly engaged. And like most newly engaged people, they start out on a glow up plan before mm-hmm. the wedding. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you know, the lower part of my face was very heavy. That's just kind of naturally my anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was researching different ways to just balance out my facial anatomy. I looked into getting buccal fat removal, which I'm glad that I didn't do at the
yeah,
time.
Thank God.
Yeah, it seemed very invasive.
Uh-huh.
So when I heard about the alternative of Botox masseter injections from a dermatologist, I said, okay, I'm going to try it out. And he did 20 to 30 units on each side.
That's a lot.
Three times over the course of a year. So mm-hmm. about every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it was way too much.
Mm-hmm.
My muscles on the lower face completely atrophied. Mm-hmm. And it was a slow progression. But mm-hmm. I mean, eventually after a year, it looked like my whole lower face had just melted.
Wow.
Because there was no structure. There was nothing to yeah. hold up the skin. If you think about, you know, the face like a tent, mm-hmm. right? And the skin is the tent tarp. And the poles underneath holding that tarp up are the fat, the muscle, the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine taking out a couple of those tent poles. Mm-hmm. What happens to that tent? It's going to sink in. And that's what happened to my face on
yeah.
the lower half. I didn't know what was going on at first. Uh-huh. I thought I was just rapidly aging. I was freaked out.
Yeah.
I would look in the mirror and I didn't even recognize myself. It mm-hmm. was really frightening. Mm-hmm. I was so scared. And what I noticed the most when I looked in the mirror was the sagging skin. Mm-hmm. But it was not that my skin was sagging. It was just there was no structure underneath that skin to hold it up. Mm-hmm. So I started frantically looking into skin tightening treatments. I had all therapy done twice.
Oh no.
Which I do not recommend. Yeah. It's so painful.
And that can actually melt the fat.
And it did.
Oh, it did.
Which it did.
Oh no.
So I have like temple veins that became visible after that because it melted so much fat in my forehead. Mm-hmm. So, but it did work to tighten the skin, mm-hmm. but I did have a lot of facial fat loss mm-hmm. after that.
When it comes to aging, I really want to understand everything because I think that knowledge is power. And the more we know, the better equipped we are to make decisions about what we do now for our bodies in the future. So I learned something pretty shocking recently, and that was about something called senescent cells. So senescent cells are also known as zombie cells. And what they are is they're essentially old and worn out cells that are not serving a useful function for our health anymore, but they're taking up space and nutrients from our healthy cells. So they cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and discomfort, slow workout recoveries, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle age feeling. And much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off of a plant, we need to prune these senescent cells from our body. And that is exactly what Qualia Senolytic does. So this is pretty amazing because this is a supplement that you take just 2 days a month. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free. The ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in the combined effect of all the ingredients together. And what it does is it essentially goes through your body and prunes off those dead cells so that they are not taking resources from our healthy functioning cells. So the result of doing this is that people have higher energy levels. In fact, people report feeling 15 years younger. People feel more productive, more enthusiastic, less aches and pains. I just started doing this and I have to say that I had some pretty bad brain fog and I really feel like it lifted after doing this. I also had a little bit of a rash around my forehead and that disappeared as well. So resist aging at the cellular level and try Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/blonde for up to $100 off and use the code blonde at checkout for an additional 15% off. Again, that's neurohacker.com/blonde for an extra 15% off your purchase. That's neurohacker.com/blonde for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I am scent obsessed and smelling something can really bring me back to a specific time in life or a memory. I'm all about those nostalgic scents. And that is why right now I am completely obsessed by Vacation by Vacation. And I also love After Sun by Vacation. They are two luxury summer fragrances from Vacation, makers of the world's best smelling sunscreen. And let me tell you, this is going to bring you back to that feeling of being at the beach or after the beach when you were younger and you were like slathered in sunscreen. It has notes of coconut, banana, pineapple, and orange blossom. So it really brings back cherished summertime memories. And it's not just me. It's so funny that whenever I wear Vacation, I get so many comments from strangers about how good I smell and how it reminds them of summer. So it really transports everybody back to this really like sweet, nostalgic time. I also love After Sun. So this captures the scent of the illustrious Vacation brand After Sun gel. So it blends notes found in classic After Sun gels like aloe vera, green tea, cucumber, and cardamom. And it also has notes found in classic After Sun settings. So think mini bar gin, resort towel, plush, and open weave linen. It brings you back to that quintessential holiday moment after a long day spent poolside, taking a cool afternoon shower, lathering After Sun
gel on sun-kissed skin and putting on your breezy resort wear ready for dinner or cocktail hour at 6 o'clock, there is truly no better feeling than that after pool or after beach shower. You're tan, you're relaxed. It's truly the best thing in the world. So if you don't already have these, you have to get them. They are so good. They're genderless, so anybody can wear them and you will be walking around with that just happy, nostalgic feeling all day, I promise you. So for a limited time, listeners of my podcast get 20% off your entire order with the code BLONDE at vacation.inc. Again, that's 20% off your entire order with the code BLONDE at vacation.inc. So I had to stop getting Botox in August because I got botulism.
Oh my
everybody.
God.
It took 6 months for the diagnosis because nobody believed me, even though I had all the symptoms. It was crazy. But I also was getting master Botox because I have TMJ, I clench. And so mostly for me, it was like just relief from that. It wasn't so much cosmetic. But it's funny because I remember some like troll on TikTok was like, whoa, slow down with the masseter Botox or something. Because I think all my videos, like because I was getting it so often, my face was like so much wider in the cheeks. And then, you know, which I like a heart shape, but I think it was like pretty extreme. And one good thing that has come out of not getting Botox is that my masseters came back and I'm like, oh, my God, I can like see that I have more of like a jaw before. And exactly what you were saying. It was like all that scaffolding was like gone. And so things were just kind of falling. But I love my Botox. I just can't get it. And I think that people just need to be really careful and go into it like asking questions and knowing what they're treating. Because I think that it's so common now, like, you know, going to get Botox in LA is like going to get a latte. Yeah. You know, you just don't even think about it. But there are very real side effects, whether it's cosmetic or systemic, that can happen as a result of it. And, you know, the reason that I haven't really talked about it is because I don't want to like fearmonger and scare people. Mm-hmm. But it was nothing my injector did. It was not where I put it. It was not bad Botox or anything like that. It's just something that can happen. It's just really rare. So anyway,
is it just an immune response to it?
No. So the doctor who finally diagnosed me, he's a derm at Mount Sinai. It was crazy because I went to like one doctor after another, after another, after another. It happened the day after I got injections and it was so debilitating. I couldn't function for months. And I was like, it's from Botox. And they're like, no, even if like it got into your system, it wouldn't cause this. Mm. And I started researching and like reading articles on PubMed about iatrogenic botulism, like botulism from cosmetic doses. And the majority of them weren't from like having over 200 units. It was from relatively low doses. It can go into like an artery, I think, or it can migrate a little bit from where it's placed. And it's just like an unlucky thing. I don't know why I did all the things. I wasn't laying down. I didn't get a massage. I didn't work out after, like nothing. And this doctor said like, yeah, it can just happen. It's just one of the risks of getting it. And obviously it's so studied and, you know, relatively safe. But if you do have a complication, it can be like really devastating.
Are you completely off the Botox now?
Well, everyone's going to think I'm crazy. After 3 months, they were like, the company said it sounded like pseudobotulism and that if I was better at 3 months, then I would know that it was the Botox. But I was kind of like in denial and I was like, there's no way, because everyone was telling me there's no way that Botox would do this. So I'm like, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try. And I did just a few units of Dysport and like everything kind of started again. So at that point, I thought, well, maybe it's an immune thing, because if it was botulism, why would it happen again? But the doctor at Mount Sinai said, no, it's because it was still in your system. So if you're like adding more on top of it, then it's just going to like make those symptoms more prominent again, because we think that Botox lasts 3 months and that's it. But that's really based on patient efficacy reporting. So we usually see our Botox start to wear off around 3 months or so. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that like it takes much longer to get out of your body. And my friend, who's also a doctor, was on the call, not to make this whole episode about this, but she's like, this is great news. And I was like, is it? And she goes, yeah, because you're not allergic. You can get Botox again. And he was like, yeah, I would just wait like 6 months. And I'm like, botulism, good news. I don't know. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard. Like, one, being a woman. Two, being a woman in LA. Mm-hmm. Three, being somebody who's like public facing. You know, I'd gotten Botox for 10 years and now I have like crow's feet. And I'm like, what's that? Like, I had never seen a line on my face before because I started getting Botox in my late 20s. So it's been a process, a journey of acceptance and patience and just trying to like focus more on healing my body than anything else. But I'm like, fuck, there's got to be something. Maybe in Korea, they have some kind of alternative.
Not that I've heard of yet.
I'm on a mission.
Well, when you find it, tell me.
Yeah, I will for sure. Okay, so what are some of your beauty non-negotiables?
Well, I don't really drink alcohol anymore. Mm-hmm. But when I used to, somehow, even if I had quite a few drinks, I always woke up the next morning with a freshly cleansed 10-step routine, like overnight mask on or something.
Wow. Amazing.
So it's a non-negotiable. It's muscle memory at this point. Mm-hmm. I always do a very thorough nighttime routine. And it's really my sacred time for myself. You know, I give so much of myself to content I create, to my husband, to my kids, my friends, just my life. And then when I'm at home at the end of the day, that 45 minutes, that hour is for me in my bathroom. And it's just wonderful. So yeah. I do not skip out on it.
I totally get that. And I think that people love to be snarky on the internet to begin with. But I think 9-step, which is mine, or 10-step skincare routine sounds daunting. But like, it really is, for me at least as well, like such a moment to just like be present, you know, do some self-care. So I'm totally with you. I think that it's like, it's cathartic.
It's meditative.
It totally is meditative. What are some of your non-negotiable products?
I love growth factors.
Yes.
Tell us about the growth factors. I'm a huge proponent of growth factors. I think the reason why they haven't gained like mass popularity is because they're so expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been this huge trend around retinol. And I think part of it is because of the accessibility, one. And two, of course, you know, the literature behind it, the scientific studies, the fact that it, you know, works so well to stimulate collagen production. But there's a lot of downsides with it. Mm-hmm. Whereas growth factors, you know, have similar like collagen stimulating, skin rejuvenating benefits to them without those downsides, because it's not doing really intense exfoliation or causing a lot of sun sensitivity or anything like that. But growth factors are expensive. Most growth factor serums start at $150. And part of that is because of the science behind them and the way that they're manufactured. You know, whether they're human, animal, or plant derived, they're grown in petri dishes in labs, which is very labor intensive. And so it really drives the cost of them. For a long time, I used Skin Medica's TNS Advanced Serum, which is great. But I recently, a year ago, discovered this other one by Allies of Skin. I like the growth factor serum better. It's a lighter texture. It's kind of a watery gel texture. Mm-hmm. And it has just given my skin like this youthful early 20s glow. Like when you look at someone in their 20s and you can't really pinpoint like why does their skin look
collagen.
So good? It just reflects light. It's kind of full and bouncy. I feel like growth factors have really done that for my skin. And so I use them. I use this serum morning and night. I've gone through so many bottles of it.
How long does it take for you to see benefits from that?
One bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Noted. I'll be buying that today. Anything else? Like, are there any ingredients that you absolutely won't use? I mean, we were talking about like retinoids. Is that something that you do incorporate or not?
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I've been using an eye cream that contains retinol in it and it's been fantastic for my dark circles. Mm-hmm. The Summer Fridays one.
Oh.
I love it. Uh-huh. It's really good. But generally, like, I'm not a diehard retinol fan just because I have such sensitive skin. And so I look for other routes to lighten my dark spots, to stimulate collagen, to just rejuvenate my skin, which I believe is possible with using a really good vitamin C serum, you know, using growth factors, I use serums that stimulate the production of ATP in the cells, which is cellular energy. So right now I'm using the serum by Philosophy. It's called Dose of Wisdom. At first, I thought it was a little bit bullshit because they say that they contain oxygen molecules. I was like, okay, there's oxygen in the atmosphere. Like, what? But then I asked, I was like, can I speak to your chemist? It was like mind blowing when he explained it. So this is patent pending.
Okay.
They took plant cells, put them under ambient light to create photosynthesis, which creates the oxygen inside of the plant cells. They go in, extract those oxygen molecules, encapsulate it, put it in this stable serum. And they found in clinical studies that when applied topically, it stimulates the production of ATP. And when your skin has more ATP, the skin cells function better, your skin looks healthier, and you have that glow.
Wow. Okay. So what do you cleanse with? We haven't done cleanser.
Yeah. So I think for cleansers, it can be really basic.
Okay.
I like to use just any regular gentle cleanser. Right now I'm using Peach and Lily, which is a K-Beauty brand. I use their enzyme cleansing oil. And then they have just a very gentle gel cleanser. I'm not really picky about cleansers, as long as it's gentle.
Okay. Yeah. And what about exfoliation?
Currently, I'm using the new SkinCeuticals Cell Cycle Catalyst Exfoliant, which I'm obsessed with because I have incredibly sensitive skin. It has very low levels of 5 different types of acids. And so you can use it every day. You can even use it in the morning. And they formulate it so you, if you're using retinol, you can use it with retinol. Or you can use it before you do in-office treatments to enhance your results. Like, let's say you go get a chemical peel. You want to make sure that chemical peel touches evenly onto the skin. And so if you've used this to exfoliate the dead skin cells, it will evenly apply to the fresh skin and give you better results.
When we think of skincare, I think a lot of us are focused on performance. We want something that's going to provide visual improvements to our skin. But something that is not really talked about is how to find skincare that works at a deeper level to improve skin health span. This is so important as we age. As you guys know, I am also a big believer in formulations that have been rigorously clinically tested, approved by dermatologists, and endorsed by experts. And that is how I found the Swiss cellular longevity brand Timeline. So Timeline just released a new skincare line that supports your skin health and longevity while giving you that youthful look full of life that we all want. Their secret weapon is called MitoPure, and it's pretty amazing. It's the first and only bioactive, clinically proven to renew your cell's energy supply to help your skin fight against both intrinsic and extrinsic aging factors. So in practice, that means it helps to reduce skin thinning and loss of elasticity. It also is clinically proven to protect skin against photo damage by reducing inflammation caused by UVBs by 15%. And yes, what we all are looking for, it's also clinically proven to dramatically reduce the appearance of wrinkles as early as 2 weeks of use. And the cherry on top is that it is non-irritating and it's super safe. So my absolute favorite right now is the night cream. They also have a serum and a day cream. They contain minimum 84% natural ingredients, no added fragrance or dye, and have great scores on safety rating apps. And I just noticed that when I use the night cream, it really locks in the moisture in my skin and I wake up with that plump, bouncy, dewy skin that we all are looking for. So I've seen a real difference in my skin and I know I'm investing in its health and its health span. If you want to try it for yourself, Timeline Nutrition is offering my community 10% off the Timeline Skin Health line at timelinenutrition.com/blonde. That's TimelineNutrition.com/blonde, code blonde. If you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, then by now you probably know that I bought a house. Yes, pretty crazy. I don't feel old enough to be making this kind of purchase, but here we are. But I'm so excited because I cannot wait to design something exactly in my aesthetic. And one of the things about the house that I love so much is that there's so much outdoor space, and I cannot wait to turn it into just an oasis and a sanctuary that is all my own. So I have been checking out some outdoor furniture at Article. I absolutely love everything that they have. They truly believe in delightful design for every home with some really delightful prices too. They have a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs. So it makes furniture shopping simple because there's something for everybody. And I really, truly love their outdoor furniture. I think it's so sleek and timeless. I also have some pieces for indoors. I have the Gabriola ivory boucle chairs. I got these a couple years ago. And again, they are just timeless and very chic. They also have a great bench for the end of my bed that I've been looking at and some ottomans that I love and just really amazing stuff at really amazing prices. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. And they're truly dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. I can attest to this because the chairs I got a couple years ago, they went into storage, they came back out, they've been through it, and they still look amazing. So Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/blonde, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/blonde for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
It's pretty amazing how advanced all of this is becoming. I feel like what a time to be alive. We have all this like laser technology. I'm like, thank God for lasers, because I was a tanning bed daily person. That's like my one regret in life, I always say.
Did you ever do like the little Playboy bunny on the hip?
I did like occasionally like do the stickers, but I grew up on the East Coast. In the early 2000s, like, it was cool to be as tan as humanly possible. And that was pre-spray tans. They maybe had, like, the automatic booth that you would go into, like, Ross and Friends, you know, and get that, like, orange moment. But we would, like, go tanning every day. And even during the summer, we would, like, tan and then go to the beach. Yeah. And SPF was not in my vocabulary until I got sober. So, like, late 20s. Thank God for lasers. So far, it's, like, kept everything at bay, I think, for the most part. What lasers do you like, if any?
So I had really bad acne scars, boxcar ice pick.
Wow.
And I got rid of it with like 10 sessions of Fraxel.
Really? How did you heal that acne? And what was that like for you? Because I know that it's so much more than people think it is. I got acne a couple years ago, just randomly, cystic all over my cheeks, neck, behind my ears, just out of nowhere. And I had a whole new empathy for people who deal with that. It's so frustrating and it's so impactful on your self-esteem.
Yeah.
So what was that journey like for you?
So I was at the IMCAS Congress, Dermatology, Plastic Surgery, and Aging Science in February in Paris. And I sat on this seminar on acne and the panel was talking about how when someone gets acne, it really is a lifelong, I guess, disease or that they have to deal with for the rest of their life on and off. And that really hit home for me because I was thinking about it at so many different points in my life as, oh, I can figure out the solution and I can get rid of it. But it's just been a whack-a-mole situation and different phases of my life. It'll come back. You know, I had it when I was in my early 20s and then I got a handle on it. And then it came back, you know, my late 20s. And then I got a handle on it. And then I got pregnant and it came back. And so, you know, and recently it came back again. And I've been on spironolactone, which has been
miracle.
Incredible. Are you on it too?
I've been off and on it. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. That was when I got acne and I was doing all the things. And, you know, it's so frustrating when people say, well, just do this. I'm like, I'm doing all the things. You know what I mean? Finally, I was like, give me the medication. And I mean, it cleared it up. And then I switched my skincare to what I use now. And then I slowly kind of went off it and I was fine. And then like I started getting flare up and I'm like, give me the spironolactone. Like, I don't even care if it's a Band-Aid.
Did you notice that it improved your hair at all?
No. Because I know that people say that, but
yeah, it's prescribed for female pattern hair loss. Yeah. So I noticed once I started taking it, my hair doubled in thickness.
Really? I did not have that benefit, sadly. Maybe I need to up my dosage a little bit. Yeah, your hair is amazing too.
Spironolactone.
Yeah. How long have you been on it?
3 months.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I noticed during the first month, when I blow dry my hair, mm-hmm. typically it would just be a sea of hair on the ground mm-hmm. that had fallen out. Now I blow dry my hair, there's like two or three strands
That's
on the ground.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow. What do you say to the people who are like, you're not treating the underlying cause? Because everyone's like, root cause. And I get that. And that's totally valid. But sometimes you need medication also. I'm of both camps.
I believe everyone has to do what's right for them. Mm-hmm. And acne can feel, at least from my experience, very debilitating. Yeah. And, you know, when I got acne scars, I felt so self-conscious about it. And it really impaired me from being able to go out into the world and live life to the fullest. There were so many times I felt embarrassed about my acne and I canceled on social plans, you know, work events. And so it really has like lifted all of those barriers for me. And I feel like I can just go out and be my full self.
Mm-hmm. What's the craziest thing you've ever done for beauty?
I mean, aside from air freighting the colostrum to my house.
I think that sounds totally rational, by the way.
Let's see. I don't know. I guess everything doesn't seem crazy in my mind. I'm like, that seems normal. And I did that. And that was fine.
Anything that you think other people would be like, whoa, is it the colostrum or the placenta?
I mean, I just do the usual stuff, like microinfusion sometimes before a big event where they stamp in a little bit of a neuromodulator, hyaluronic acid filler and vitamin C, because the Botox like paralyzes the sebaceous glands. So you get like that super tight glass skin look. I recently did SkinVive. I guess not recently, 6 months ago.
Is that just the salmon sperm?
No. SkinVive is...
Which is that one? You know what I'm talking about? Like, oh, yeah, I know that one.
Salmon sperm.
Wait, you don't know about that one?
No.
Oh, my God.
Teach me, Ariel.
Okay, I learned about this one a couple years ago from my hair colorist, Liz. She wouldn't mind me talking about this. It's a big thing in Korea and some parts in Europe where they inject salmon sperm under your skin. And it's for... I love how I was like, yeah, I know that one. And it's like for like a glowy skin. I don't know. She went to Korea recently and she brought me back sheet masks of like salmon sperm.
They really are.
I haven't done them yet.
They're decades ahead of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing to get to retrieve that. But now I need to... I need to find the name of this.
Okay.
Well, they call it salmon PDRN, but there's a name for it that I thought was SkinVive, but no. Okay. Anyway, we'll come back to it. Okay, so SkinVive, what's that?
SkinVive, yeah, also very popular in Asia right now. Uh-huh. And it's a hyaluronic acid filler, but it's meant to be injected like 40 times in little spots all over and very superficially. And so it just keeps the skin looking really hydrated and plump.
Amazing.
Yeah. But it's like little tiny micro droplets.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So because it's superficial, it doesn't have the chance of like migrating and disrupting lymph and causing all of the issues that typical hyaluronic acid filler would cause. Is that the idea behind it?
I'm not sure. Oh. I think part of it is just they want it to be in that superficial layer so that it makes that surface layer look kind of plump and hydrated.
Got it. Okay. When it comes to supplements, I know that there are so many out there. It's so hard to navigate and figure out what is necessary for you to take for your body. But I always talk about this one particular thing that really made such a huge difference for me in so many aspects of my life. And that is magnesium. Not just any magnesium, because I had tried a variety of magnesiums that were on the market. But when I started taking Ned's Mellow Magnesium, it was like a missing puzzle piece in my body, in my wellness routine, and more. So the main things that I noticed right away were better sleep, a general feeling of calm, and definitely less muscle pain and inflammation, especially after working out. So
75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium, which is a mineral that's essential to hundreds of functions in the body. And Ned's Mellow Magnesium was designed to address the fundamental imbalances that come with our modern lives. So it really helps empower your natural born ability to thrive as a human. What I love about it is that it is a powerful daily super blend that contains three forms of magnesium: GABA, my other favorite, L-theanine, my other favorite. That's my trifecta of calmness right there. Magnesium, GABA, L-theanine. It also has amino acids and over 70 trace minerals. And like I said, it can improve sleep, reduce stress, increase energy. It can help to elevate your mood, boost your gut microbiome, and strengthen immunity. What I love about Ned is that their natural alternatives are not here to fix you. They just really help to bring you closer to living the way that nature intended. So I love that about them. And I also love the flavors. I'm on a lemon kick right now. They also have a naked flavor that is plain if you're not into the other flavors, but they also have lavender berry, pomegranate. That's so good. So definitely check them out. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with the code blonde. Go to helloned.com/blonde or enter the code blonde at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/blonde to get 15% off. When it comes to achieving the hair of your dreams, one thing that people don't do right is consistency. You have to be consistent when it comes to changing your hair. It truly takes a while. And thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier. I am finally seeing the results that I have always wanted. Obviously, you guys know I live a healthy lifestyle and I do a lot of things internally, but I really have to take care of my hair topically as well. So one thing that I love about Vegamore products is that they're 100% cruelty-free. They're never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. And sometimes, unfortunately, some of the cleaner products are not super effective, but Vegamore absolutely is. So I started using their Grow Serum last year. I made it part of my daily routine and my hair looks and feels absolutely amazing. I would definitely recommend using for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. And another thing that I love about Vegamore is the monthly subscription for the Grow Hair Serum. So it makes it so easy to stay consistent. When I sign up for the monthly subscription, I can get one bottle, three bottles, whatever I need sent. Plus I save more. I never run low on the products that I need to take care of my hair and I never have to think about it. So elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/blonde and use the code blonde at checkout. That's vegamore.com/blonde. And the code is blonde to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/blonde, code blonde. Okay, let's do some rapid fire. How many TikTok trends do you think are beneficial versus how many do you think are just kind of bullshit? Or do you just take what you like and leave the rest?
I think that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if someone came up with it, it must work for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing with these trends. They're not universal. They're not going to work for everybody. You have to just kind of pick and choose what feels right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of stuff that won't be right
for you. Yeah. Okay. So like slugging.
Yeah, I love slugging.
You do?
I do.
Okay,
I
with Vaseline or Aquaphor?
Yeah, Vaseline, Aquaphor, either are good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Double cleansing?
Oh, for sure. Sometimes I do triple, quadruple cleansing.
Really?
Yeah, when I wear a lot of makeup, I notice that when I do it four times,
mm-hmm.
I don't have breakouts, my skin just looks clearer, and it's just getting out all those little tiny bits of makeup.
And are you oil cleansing first and then going in with like the enzyme?
I'll oil and then do some sort of gel or foaming cleanser. And then sometimes I'll just repeat that. I'll do the oil again and then I'll do the foaming or the gel one more time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the gloss skin trend?
I think that's a nice marketing term for mm-hmm. skin that just looks dewy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heatless curls.
I love it.
Do you know how to do it?
This was created with heatless
really?
Curls.
Really?
I haven't used heat on my hair in 2 months. And
oh,
I don't think I'm
going
to go back.
Do you have a tutorial?
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna buy it and follow your tutorial because that legit looks like a Dyson blowout.
Yeah. And
that's
it lasts
amazing.
Longer because
wow.
it sets overnight.
Okay. Do you spray? Do you like
no
do anything
products.
To set it? You just
the only thing I do is pomade, which I know you
okay.
also love.
Yeah.
The Tancho stick, which
love
I learned that. About that from you.
Did you?
And
uh-huh.
I was watching Succession the other night. You uh-huh. know Kieran Culkin's character,
yeah.
Roman.
Yeah.
He uses the Tancho
he
stick.
He does.
In one of the episodes,
how
it
did
shows
I miss
him
that?
In his bathroom. I think I just pick up on all
wow.
I like noticed the products.
That's
and
amazing
I saw the
product placement for
yeah.
them.
I saw the Tancho in his bathroom and I was like, okay, if Roman uses it,
yes.
that's great.
Have you tried the cherry blossom?
No, I haven't.
So when I made that video a couple years ago that went viral,
yeah.
I said something about like the smell and like all the comments were about how pungent it is.
It's strong.
So they saw it. They developed this new scent based on that. That's like a cherry blossom. It's very light and refreshing. It doesn't have the typical Tancho.
Okay, I have to
scent.
Try that.
Yeah, you have to
yeah.
try it.
But I use pomade for my curtain bangs because I just do a little bit at the ends here. It's the best hack ever because pomade, unlike gel, you can mm-hmm. restyle and reshape
oh.
it throughout the day because it's softer and it
uh-huh.
doesn't like set and harden.
Uh-huh.
So if my curtain bangs fall during the day, I
uh-huh.
can just kind of go back and like shape them like this and they'll take their shape
amazing.
Again.
Amazing. Yeah, I saw that you did a video on that, on the curtain bangs. What do you think of like mob wife aesthetic versus clean girl aesthetic versus like soft girl era? All of these names.
We all have to just find our own aesthetic
yeah.
and just stick to that. But I understand. I mean, I remember being in my teens and I was trying to figure out my style.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really fun for me to see in magazines all of these different aesthetics and experiment and pick what was right for me. So I totally understand why Gen Z Alpha, you know, gravitates
mm-hmm.
towards these changing aesthetics.
Yeah. What do you think of like the young girls going to Sephora and getting like drunk elephant peels and everything?
I'm concerned for them because at that age, their skin is just flawless.
Yes.
It doesn't need anything.
I know.
Besides sunscreen.
I know.
And maybe a light moisturizer and a cleanser and that's it.
Yeah.
So I just hope that they're not opening themselves up to doing more damage
mm-hmm.
in the future.
What's one product you think everybody should know about and one product everyone should leave alone forever?
I would
dun,
say
dun, dun.
One product would be the Allies of Skin Growth Factor Serum.
Uh-huh.
One product everyone should leave alone. The dermatologists are going to come for me for this, but I will say tretinoin.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And
Tret has great PR.
It really does. But there's a lot of stories that don't get the same public attention of
yeah.
people really struggling with it, messing up their skin. It's not right for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
not popular in Asia at all.
Yeah.
In Korea, nobody uses retinol.
Interesting.
So it just
so
has good PR here.
Yeah,
in
it does have really good PR here.
Yeah.
I don't use it either. I mean, I tried and I was like, this is not for me. And so many people say that. And, you know, they really encourage you, obviously, to like push through that phase. And I was like, I have been pushing through and it's not benefiting me in any way.
Yeah,
it's a trans retinol now, but amazing. Well, you have the best, most informative videos on beauty and everything out there on the internet. So tell everybody where they can find you.
Yes, they can find me on TikTok at Bondenavant, BondenAvant, and at Amy Chang on Instagram.
Amazing.
Thanks
Thank
for having
so
me, Ariel.
Much. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. You can go to ariellaurie.com. And I'm always posting about each episode over on my personal page at ariellaurie.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.